Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cherub CDH Radio.
Hello, everyone. We have a special guest today. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So, everyone, I am sitting here with a friend of mine, Brian Solick, and we're going to chat for a few minutes about some of the simple ways that friends and supporters of our charity can give back to Cherubs through charitable giving. Brian, why don't you tell us about yourself and your background a little bit first?
Yes, I worked for 9 years at Merrill Lynch as a financial advisor when I used to live in New Jersey. And then the last 7 years, I worked as an independent financial advisor. And Don, I believe in helping individuals gain control of their money so that less goes to the IRS and more goes to their families and the charities they love and support. And I've helped individuals work out a plan for their charitable giving as well as a foundation for a community college in New Jersey where I served as a board member.
Wonderful. Now, Brian, you've told me that there are some very simple ways for supporters to get involved in charitable giving. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Well, Doug, we're all familiar with the most basic way that people give to charities. They simply send in money. However, there are several other ways to give that don't have to involve complicated trust and estate planning. One simple way is for supporters to give stock as a gift. An individual can give a certain number of shares of stock and get a write-off their donation. Cherubs would then sell the stock and not have to pay any capital gains tax. Particularly well done if someone has had stock for many years and would incur a significant capital gains tax if they sold it. By donating it to Cherubs, no one pays any tax. It's a win-win.
Wow, that does sound like a win-win. And what are some other charitable giving strategies?
Well, Don, a supporter can easily make Cherubs one of the beneficiaries of an existing life insurance policy for whatever percentage they choose, or they could possibly start a new life policy and have Cherubs as either the sole beneficiary or one of the beneficiaries. They could also certainly name several other charities as beneficiaries if they wanted.
That all sounds really easy to do, all that is needed for someone to make a few changes to their life insurance paperwork. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. There is one simple form that might take about 5 minutes to fill out.
And Brian, what if someone doesn't have any stock or life insurance policies?
Well, they could also amend their will and leave a certain percentage of their money to Cherubs. They could take an IRA account that they already have and make Cherubs one of their beneficiaries. And both of these options involve very simple paperwork.
Wow, Brian, that is so good to know. I've always thought that it was a lot more complicated.
Well, it can be, but for most people, charitable giving doesn't have to be complicated.
Now, Brian, I've heard of some people getting income from a charity after making a donation. How exactly does that work?
Well, yes, Don, there are a few types of charitable gift annuities that have been very popular with folks who want to donate but also have a need for lifetime income. The individual can give money or stock, get a partial write-off, and in turn receive an income stream guaranteed to last their lifetime. How much income they receive depends on the amount they give and how old they are. However, compared to low-yielding CDs and saving accounts, these lifetime annuities pay a much higher rate of return.
So that's another win-win. The donor gets the lifetime income at a high rate of return, and the charity benefits also. That's amazing.
Yes, Don, that's right. And I have a client whose father is 102. He He gave money to a charity years ago through a charitable gift annuity, and he has been receiving money every month for many years now.
This is all very helpful information. Some of these things I'd never heard of. Thank you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, Dahl, I think we both want to say to your donors and supporters that we are here to help. If you have any questions about what we've discussed, or if you're not sure if you're a good candidate for these strategies and just want to talk about it, we're here to help.
Well, Brian, we really appreciate you taking the time to share this information. We have so many parents and grandparents who are getting older and planning, estate planning, and having information like this that they can help the cause really means a lot to us. And you have been a huge supporter of the charity and the family since I met you, and that means a lot to me, and I appreciate that and your friendship. Thank you very much. I am going to make sure that your information is posted with this radio podcast and along with the shares on social media so that people can reach out directly to you if they have questions, if that's okay with you. And thank you so much for doing this. We really appreciate this.
You're welcome, Dawn. Glad I could be of some help.
All right. Well, you have a good day, Brian, and we will talk
right.
to you again soon.
Great. Thank,
thank
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Can you hear my voice this time?
This is my life song. Take back my life song. I am a nightmare. My cup was torn off. And I now have a love song. I am a nightmare. And I now have a nightmare.
Welcome to Cherub